Should take down the new Vamos Chav Gimel Iyar Hitav Shalom May 23rd, 1976. Continued Sunday.
Hey, in Chizrei Neitzel Godel, Alom Etone Abaye Chishe Mitzvah Godel Yav. Loi Rotzo Hilchi Neitzel Ochi Vakot. Loi Rotzo Chizrei Neitzel Godel. Loi Rotzo Chizrei Neitzel Godel. So the Dirse of Rashi in Abaye Chishe is Hilchi Neitzel Ochi Vakot. So in other words, if the oldest one does not want to be miyabim, so then who has to be miyabim? The next life. So not the other brothers are on the same level. But who is kedem? The one that is next life. The Shitas Rambam is the country. That, in other words, there is priority, there is a dimeli gabi de pro. Or if there is no pro, so the oldest son. So there is a ding dime. But if the oldest son doesn't want, then there is no dime in respect to the one who is next in line. Then they're all the same. So how was the Rambam Geres? The Rambam was Geres Nabai Chishe. Mitzvah God Yav. Loi Rotzo, Heilchim Eitzelach. Reitze Eitzelachim. So what is Gemara's Kashe? Gemara's Kashe is, but we see from Abai Chishe that it's not a halacha dafke pro, the oldest one, even if he's not a pro. That's the kasha, but he's not geiris. Loi rotzo heilchin eitzelochi vakotin. But loi rotzo heilchin eitzelach. That's the shiras haram. פרגריז מרסיד מחליט על לוח הבוב ועל לוח הזין מי שמייס ויני החכם רבים מיצו הגוד לו יד אוי לך לי שנם אבוי הבחיר השתיר ופי השבוע לומדו שנמדבר עלו בבחיר שביחד כלאים מהגדי לאחי יוקום על שמוכי ומס וזה שנם הרשתיר משמו ישו יולדו אי ואם השמו ישתיר דייבום לא ירדה על לוח הזין לא ירוצה הגוד לו יד מחזרין על כל האחי. So not alochi vakotin, the next one in line. So there is a din of gdine, there is priority ligabe the tchor or the oldest one. But if he doesn't, so then there is nothing, there is no gdine ligabe the one who is next in line. So they're all the same. That's contrary to the shita of Rash. So in other words, it's a question of two gyosoids. Now here the Rambam that I mentioned last time. So the Rambam here explains now the passage. So Rashi says that the pshat is that the yibmo and who will be miyabim? Who will be miyabim? Mashatele. But the Rambam explains it. So it's not Ashatelet does not have work, so the subject of Ashatelet is not the Yivome, but the mother. Mipi Ashmu, Vizeshenema Ashatelet, Mashmoy Ashayodo Ei, Vei Mashmoy Ashatelet Ayivom. So according to Rashi, so the Droshes Chazal does not negate the Pshidishal Mikro completely. According to Rashi, so the traditional mikro is completely negated. But according to the Rambam's pshat, so too, without that Rashi, I would say that the traditional mikro is Ashatelet, the subject of Ashatelet is the Yevome. But the Rashi tells us that the traditional mikro is not, that the subject of Ashatelet is not the Yevome, but the man. But if this Yontef raises the question against the Rambam, then how, according to the Rambam, that the subject of Ashatelet is the mother, not the Yevome, so how can we learn out that an islandess is not really even from Ashatelet? If we say that the subject of Ashatelet is the Yivome, so we can understand how Chazal Darshan from Ashatele Prat Mishay Naruya Lahelin. An islandess is not really. But according to the Rambam, so the subject of Ashatele, the subject of Ashatele is the mother of the brothers. So how can we learn out from that an islandess is not really? The Pasuk doesn't even have reference to the Yevame. The Pasuk has reference to the mother of the brothers. That's the kasha of the Tisus Yom. Now, I think that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh implies an answer to this kasha. Now, Zeshom and the Mishnah meets the God of Yad. Zelig is an Emma, the Hoya Pre Rashatele. What's a lame Rashatele? Aim Hameis. Not the Yvonne, but the mother of the maid. So then the question arises, if the subject is the Yvonne, so then we understand as to why the Torah uses the lotion of Osis, of Osid, rather than Ova. Because at the time of the Yvonne, it still did not happen as yet. In other words, the Torah says that the Yovam has to be Miyam the Yovam. So Mele, the Torah uses the lotion of Osit, Ashatele. It's yet to be born. The child is yet to be born. But according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, the subject of Ashatele is the mother. Now the mother, a long time ago, it gave birth to the sons. So why? So the Torah should say Voya Apchei Rasha Yoldo, a lotion of Ova, not a lotion of Vasi. That's what bothered the Rambam. Zeli Fishenema Voya Apchei Rasha Tele. What's a lema Rasha Tele Dima Mes? Oh, so then the question is, so the Torah should say Voya Apchei Rasha Yoldo, not Rasha Tele. Vitele Bimokim Yoldo. So Inachnam. So actually, the proper expression would be Yoldo. But the Torah ubo osid b'mokimov. So the question arises. So why is bo osid b'mokimov? Why is bo osid b'mokimov? So apparently herein the Rambam is giving the teret to the Tisus Yontef's kasha. The Rambam was also bothered by that. Monefshech, if in the Pshutishal Mikro. So the subject of Ashatelet is the mother of the mess, not the Yivome. So it should say Ashayoto. So the Torah deliberately uses a Roshnosid instead of Ova. Why? In order to darshan that Rosh, in order that we should be able to darshan that Rosh, Ligabri Yivome. Now the next mission. Hanitan al Ashifro, Vinishtachiro, Oyale Vedeskihovim, Vinizgairo, Hareza Yichmes. Vim Kinei Semitzim Yod. So if there is a rumor that a certain Jew has relations with the Shifro, while she is a Shifro, the Goye, and then that Shifro is Nishtacher, or the Goye was Nisgayer, so he's not allowed Lechatchila to marry her. Why? Hanitan Choshev Kaleiva Shekeinu Lov Divrilaz, Lo Yiseeno, Mishim Laz, Shelo Yeinu Emes Oyo Akei Lov Ishi. The Tzorashe says, in order that people shouldn't say that the rumor is Emes. So he's not allowed. Vinkinei Yisei Mitzim Yod. Hanita no shishi shvitzi u mitaras yodei aval pi shekine yisit hanita no shishi shvitzi u bez mitaras bailo bishu ze shosholo vol arze vinoso yeitzi de mitaraisa asona le beya di da shimon vinit mi ovinit mi oshni po mi mechod le bal vechod le beya sakaze. So in the Gemara there is a whole discussion as to whether the Mishnah is reference to the case where it's with Bezin was Meitzi, or himself was Megarish, whether there were Eidim or there were no Eidim. So the Mishnah says, So Anitano Ishishi Shvitzi, or Mikachasyode, so even though the Beyer married her, so he has to divorce her, because Kishim Shasur Lebal, Kachasur Lebeyer. Now Rashi says, in regard to Anitano Ashifro, or Yalizkovi, Harizel Yichneis, so Harizel Yichneis, why? Mishum Las, Shaloyemu Emes or Yakilorish. And suppose it is MS, he knows whether it's MS or not MS. So then he should be allowed to marry. In other words, so from Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma, that when isn't he allowed to marry her, if he knows in his heart that it's a sheker, it's a bilba against him. But people say, so if he'll be allowed to marry, if he'll marry her, so then the laws will be confirmed. The laws will be confirmed. But if he knows that it is MS, it's not a bilbo, so what if the laws will be confirmed? It's MS. So why should a chachomim be misakein that a certain laws which is MS should not be confirmed? If he wants to marry her, that's his boy, that's his problem. If he knows that it's MS. So it's mashma from Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma that when is there a lochem? If it's not MS, so then he's not allowed. But if it is MS, so then he is allowed. Now let's see. We'll see it in the case. So now the Gemara. How do you rest me? You have it. So it only says Harizel Yichneis, and Vim Kinei Se Mitzi Miyode. So it's a raya that even though she was miskayeres, not Mishim Shamayim, for an ulterior motive, so she's still here. The Reminu, Echad Isha Nizgaya L'Shem Isha, V'Echad Isha Nizgaya L'Shem Ish, V'Chem Isha Nizgaya L'Shem Shulcha Melochit, L'Shem Avdi Shleimei, Einen Geirei, Divrei Reb Nechemye, Shere Reb Nechemye Eimei, Rechot Yira Arois, Rechot Yira Chaleimei, Rechot Yira Mordche Vester, Einen Geirei, Machi Nizgayru, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, Salgadai Doch. Does it mean that Bizman Abayis, there couldn't be any gerim. Elohim ki Bizman Hazeh. In other words, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to worry. Maybe he was misguided because of a career. Because Bizman Hazeh, so if one is a goy, so he has better opportunities for a high career. So maybe we don't have to worry. Maybe it's because of Shulchan Melochim. Mashayim ki Bizman Abayis, so we have to make sure that he wasn't misguided because of the carrying. So we see that he's not, Rabbi Nechemiah says he's not a ger. So he's more the territory, so he's more alone, Rabbi Yitzhak Bashmuel, Bamarte, Mishmei the Rav, Halochek the Vrahim, Kulam Germe. In other words, Rabbi Nechemiah's shita is that if someone is misguided for an ulterior motive, so then the gerus is not gerus. The gerus is not gerus. Even David. But we pass like the Rabbonon, that even though the Chathchila it's also to be mitabel geir when it's not l'shem shemayim, when it's for an ulterior motive, but the Eved, he's a geir gom. So the Gemara has the kasha yihoche l'chathchila nam. So why isn't he allowed to marry her if she's a geir? As Gemara, why can't he marry her? Mishim Ravas, the Ravas. Hosea mimcho akshus peh velozes vasad. Velozes vasad. Now, so in order not to confirm the last. Now, why does the Gemara mention the posik? Now, Hosea mimcho akshus peh velozes vasad, that's a posik in Mishle. But the Marasayim is a posik in the Torah. So why do the Gemara have to resort to a posik in Divrei Kabbalah in Mishlei when the Gemara could mention the posik in Matteis in the Torah of Yisem Nikim Adishem Yisroel? That's the posik the Gemara always mentions in connection with any Indian of Marasai. So the Teretz is here. It's not shayach to mention Marasai. When is it shayach to mention Marasayin? If a person wants to do something that will expose him to chshat. let's say, those who had to be tailored in the Trumas Alishka. So they were not allowed to keep, to go out of the Beis Hamikdash with the bags behind their jackets. Because anyone who will see them with the bag behind the jacket will be chashed and that they are stealing. Otherwise, why does he keep it under the jacket? So in other words, when you do something that exposes you to chashad, so that's awesome. That's an ear of Barasayim. But here, whatever, he's already exposed to chashad. And he already did what he did. Let's say according to Rashi that it only applies where it is a shekel, not an emes. So he probably acted in such a way that exposed him to chashad. That exposed. So he already did that. Now by marrying her, so he's not doing something that will expose him to chashad. He will be confirming a chashad that already took place. So that doesn't come within the posik of Yisen Nikim Al Shem Yisrael. When does it come within the posik of Yisen Nikim Al Shem Yisrael, which is a raise, that is only if he's doing something, if until now he's not exposed to chashad. And now he wants to do something that will expose him to chashad. Somebody will go into a trefa restaurant to make a telephone call. So he's either a nisya or the yisem nikim al shem yisrael. Why? Because he's doing something that will expose him to chashad. Mashinkin here, he already did what he did. So now, if he'll marry her, he will be. So that chashad will be confirmed in the minds of the people. So that doesn't come within the yisem nikim al shem yisrael. That only comes within the posse kafosa mukhachshus kevelozis v'sam. All right, now, Hogi Yeres Rashi, let's see. Hogi Yeres Miyahad, V'yacho Gav Nizgayrel Shem Yahad Yusel Bishvil Shem Yisem Eze. Ad Yishloi Mei Bal Yishor Oye, Hira Oye Yiski Gim Kusi, Dichsiv Bisef HaMolochim, V'yishalach Ad Yishem Bohem Esa Aroye Yis, V'nizgayr, Ki Dichsiv Hosom Bigol Yishem, Gire Chalei Meis, Bal Chalei Meis Omolem Nizgayr, because he had a dream, so because of that he even is there. Modach Eesteya, ורב מה מאורץ מסיעד, בזמן הזה סלדה את הכוהנים, תמו אחלה, דיר לנו, אם רזה דון וחיי צבן. כי בזמן הזה, שום יעשה מחמס חורי, יוכל גירס מליסי, וחתחיל אינם יכנס. וחתחיל אינם יכנס, ומה איתון הוא יכנס? זאת אומרת, ועשה תמי מסניס משלחי, עושה מוכו הקשספל, לא זה ססאי, מהר חמכו, זה עושה להרזוק אלי כל לכאן. תון רבונון, אם יקבל גירו למייס המשיח, וחיי צבן, לא קיבלו גרים, לא מידובי ולא משלמי. אומר רבי זה מה יקרו, אם גור יוגור אפס מייסי, מי גר איתך הולך או ייתה. אבל היא דוח לא. מי גר איתך, אם גור, הבור נסגר יוגור אפס מייסי, בית שינני מוכן, נסגר, אלא נבע זה. מי גור איתך הולך או ייתה, מי גר איתך ואני אסך לו כאשר אמרת, so the real girl is one who decides to נסגר himself while the Jewish people is not on a high level, materially. But if he wants to be misgaya when materially the Jewish people is on a high level, so then we are not recovering. Olacho yipul mabo yipul genuach melte kolach ibnocha yipul mistuchem. All right. Now.
Why did you say
what? What?
Rabbi Amin or Misyahadim.
Yibisyahadim.
They were at a high level. You had a big issue, a big...
So in the Chanamah, that's what he says. So that is... מוד אני גיירי מאצ'י אחד גיירה רויז ואחד גיירה חלוין ואחד גיירה מוד חי ואסתר. That is not like בזמן הזה. That was an unusual situation. So that is like בזמן הבייס. מוד חי ואסתר.
But it says that they didn't
recover them. They didn't recover them. They didn't recover these gearing. Why didn't recover them? So Tesis explains that, all these things. Tesis here explains all. All right. Now the Tesis. גיירס מי אהבה, דימשמה לא יכניסו. אבל אחר שואל, נכניס לך תחילה. So he says, how does the Gemara midayik, how does the Gemara midayik that the Eved she is a Geyeres? The Eved she is a Geyeres. So he says, because the Mishnah, it's only mentioned that he cannot marry her, but any other Jew against whom there was no rumor, so can marry her. So it's a riot. I mean, this is good. There's another raya, because it says, v'imkineis emitzim yodei, if you haven't been a geyeres, so v'imkineis emitzim yodei, so this could have mentioned the other raya too. Halochek divrei me'akulam geyremi. Hargir ha'royeis, l'idome l'ho, wie kann man da mal kurz in die Reise? Die Hosen, because die rasche Menschen die Reise ist gegen kurz. So Jesus says no. Die Reise ist hier, das ist ein Machleikes, between Reb Nechemje and the Rabbonon, is has nothing to do with the Shaila of the Kusim or the Kusim Gireyem Esein Onam. In other words, so according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Roye Esein must agree with Reb Nechemje. And the reason is why we passen Kusim. I mean, the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Roye Esein must agree with Reb Nechemje. And the reason is why we passen Kusim Gireyem Esein, because we don't task like Reb Nechemje, we task like the Rabbonon. But Jesus holds no, it has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbonon and Reb Nechemje. So according to Reb Nechemje, so any girl who is misgayer himself for an ulterior motive, even though he is mikabel mitzvahs and he becomes a committed Jew, but as long as the motive is not l'shem shemayim, it's an ulterior motive, so the geirus is not geirus. So all the tanoim achirik on Reb Nechemje. So Reb Nechemje is the only tane who holds that a geirus for an ulterior motive is ineffective. He is the only tane. He's a yochid. But then, even the Moder Rabbonon, who achirik on Reb Nechemje, are divided in regard to the kusim. Because the kusim, so it's not only that the motive was l'shem shemayim. They weren't committed Jews, because they continued being given the Avodah Zarah. So in other words, so those who say according to Rashi, so the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Rayesein must agree with Reb Nechemje, according to Teisves, so even the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Rayesein can agree with the Rabbon of Reb Nechemje. This is what he says. Lidom Eloho. So Hachira Rayes Lidom Eloho Dike Mandoma Kusim Gira Rayesein. The also more yoiv di melehem, ki dechsi di sefer melochim. Uman de oma gerem esein, kosova di shuv nizgayro nigam. Now this is mentioned a little more elaborately in Teisus Achol. So at the same time, it's also a very short Teisus. But it's more spelled out than here. So Teisus says, that's the Shita, I mentioned that several times, the Teisus Shita is that if someone is nizgayro, and then after the Geirus, he deports himself as a goy. So then the Geirus is no Geirus. That means that according to Teisus, and it's not only Teisus Shite, that's the Shite of the Rashbo and the Ramban, many Rishenim. The Ramban Shite is to the contrary. But according to many Rishenim, many Geirim today, I don't want to use extreme expressions, but at least, that would be a mild understatement. Many Gerim today, according to Teisves, are not Gerim. They are going more than according to Teisves. Because many Gerim that are accepted by Orthodox Bezdins, and then after the Gerus, they deport themselves the way they deported themselves before the Gerus. They are Michal Shabbos, Bifares, everything. Alright, they don't go to church. There are many goyim who are not religious who don't go to church. But they are Michal Shabbos Faresye. So according to Teisves, they're not Gerim, they are goyim Gmurim. And Teisves says, and even the Mandoma who say, and that's the reason as to why one Mandoma says that Kusim Gira Roye Esein. Why? Because it's mentioned in Melachim in connection with the Gerim, es Hashem hoyu yireim, veselehiyem hoyu yireim. They fear the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, at the same time they worship Avodah Zarah. That's also possible. So there was no commitment. So Kabbalah Mitzvahs was lacking, because Kabbalah Mitzvahs does not consist in lip service, in saying, I am undertaking to be a good Jew. That's not Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So, now, the conservative rabbis have a practice that when somebody is misgayer, so they let the geir or the geyera say, I am undertaking to be a good Jew, and then as a demonstration of the good Jewishness, so they tell the geir or the geyera to give a donation for the United Fund.
So that's the best raya, that he's a best, that he's a good Jew, a committed Jew. So in other words, according to Tesis, Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not mean, just lip service. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs means that he becomes a committed Jew. A committed Jew. That doesn't mean that any ger who is ever an availability of that he's not a ger, has to show it. So then you couldn't have a ger in the world. But as long as the ger or the geyeres wants to do it, no matter how many aveires the ger or the geyeres does with the oven, so then it doesn't affect the geyeres. Mashenke, if he doesn't intend to do the mitzvahs. So that's not Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means that he becomes committed to the Torah. Not just lip service. And Teisa Shita is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is mi'akif legeos. In other words, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is one of the things that affect geos. What is geos? So, by a nisho. So, according to Teisa, there are two ingredients in geos. Tvile and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and by men, there are three ingredients. There are three elements in geos. The Milo, Tvilo, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means commitment. In a general way. Alright. So, that's the issue. So, that's the reason as to why the Mandoma, Gera Royesen, says that they were not Gera. Because they continue to be in the resort. So the question arises, so why does another Mandoma say Gera Royesen, and we pass that Kusim Gera Royesen accept that Bidirish or Rabame, so the Chachomim or Gezer, that should have a deal of Kiakim. But until the Rishon Ravame, so we passed in, they had the din of Israel. But they were in the Rizore. So Teisves, in Chul, and Teisves here says, Shub Nisgai Rumi Gamre. So what does Teisves mean, Shub Nisgai Gamre? In other words, they went through again the whole process of Geirus. So in other words, so there is a Machlikes in Mitzies between the Mandoma who says Kusim Geraroi is saying, and the Mandoma who says Kusim Gereme is saying, that there should be a machlekes, an historical question, as to whether years later, when they gave up David Izore, they went through Geirus again or not. It's not mistaber that there is a machlekes, an historical fact. So, the pshat in Teisa seems to be, no, there was no machlekes, an historical fact. The historical facts were as follows. So at the very outset, when they were misguided themselves to ward off the lions, so at that time, they remained in that reason. But years later, they gave up that reason. And they didn't go through Geos again. So the Mandoma says that inasmuch as at the very beginning, so they remained in that reason. So mainly the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It was just mere lip service. Even though in the end, several years later, they gave up David Izore, but Bishayte, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, was not the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What kind of Kabbalah's mitzvahs is considered a Kabbalah's mitzvahs if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs results take it in a changed behavior? In a changed behavior. But the Kabbalah's mitzvahs at that time did not result in any changed behavior pattern. So, Memele, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was not the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So then, they, in order to become Gerim, they had to go through Gerim again, and they didn't go through Gerim again, so they remained Gerim. Some of the children, their grandchildren, are also going. The Mandoma, who says Kusim Gerim, he says that as long as in the end, so there is a commitment, so then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs retroactively is considered a Kabbalah's mitzvah. As long as in the end he becomes a Shema mitzvah. So what is the shio? So that means we have to say that as long if a certain ger, let's say he's Mizgayer, he's Mikabel mitzvah, but he continues to be an Eli Avizore. But just before he dies, a minute before he dies, he does shuve and he becomes a tzaddik, a real tshuve. So then it will be Goyim Milsal Matreya that he was here. But if, even a minute before his death, he doesn't become a Shema Mitzvahs. So then it means that there was no Kabbalah Mitzvahs and the Geulus was no Geulus. And by the Kusim, so the bulk of them gave up the Avodah Zarah. Gave up the Avodah Zarah before they died. The same generation. So in Mele, the Geulus is a Geulus. But if somebody is Mizgayah and it never results in a changed behavior pattern, then according to Tesis, it's not again. It's not again. That's Tesis. Now, the Rambam, she takes to the counter. Now, the Rambam in Peri Yud Gimu Miuches Yisur Eviye Haloch Yidale, it says as follows. Al Yala Al Daitcho Sheshim Shein HaMishiyah Es Yisroel O Yishloim Melech Yisroel Shemikro Yidid HaVishem Nosu Noshim Nochri Es Begiyusam El Esir Adova Kachu Shehamitzwa Hanechino Kishiyove Hagyer O Yagyeres Leizgayer Beit Kinachov Shemo Bigval Momen Sheyiteil O Yibishvil Schore Sheyizkelo O Yimpnei HaPachat בולי קונס לידס וימישו בית כנחוב שמיינו בנו סם בישו יהודיס וימישו עם בית כן שמיינו נוסנו בבוחום בחור ישראל אם לא נמצא להם אלו מדין איזה כבד אל התאירו ותראה שיש בעשיוס על עמי הארוציס כדי שיפרסו אם קיבלו בולי פירסו ורור איסון שחוזרו מאב או מקבי נאיסון שנמה ותראה כי מסמצה סילולכס איתו ותר דו לדבר עליהם לפי חוך לא קיבלו בזן גרם כל ימי דובי בשלימי מידובית שמון בן הפחת חוזרו ובמשלימי שמון בשביל המלכות והטיבו והגדולו שהיו בו ישראל חוזרו שכל אחי זה מן העקוב. Alright, so this he just mentions at the beginning in הלוחת הסבורות, he just mentions לך תחילה. Everybody agrees with that. But then the Rambam says שכל אחי זה מן העקוב בשביל דובו מיחד ליועלום איני מגירי הצדק. It's a very strong expression. איני מגירי הצדק. So in other words, it appears, but we don't pass for like Rabbi Nechemiah. How can he say, "Einu b'gira tzedek"? That's only a contra Rabbi Nechemiah. That b'shul dovam hav le'olam is not a gira. But we pass that he is a gira. Shekol achizem na'akum b'shul dovam hav le'olam einu b'gira tzedek. That's a very strange expression. V'yachol b'chei, ho'yo geirim har b'mizgayrim, b'meidovit u'shleimi b'pnei agetis, v'ho'yo bezden hagod u'chei shishim lehem, lo'ydeich hinei sonach ha'shetoblu, mikol mokei, so they neither rejected them nor were they mikar them, but they just wanted to see what will be the end with them. So what does it mean? That in itself implies even the end, so they turn out to be shemer mitzvahs, to be committed to the Torah, so then they are geir. But if in the end they don't turn out to be committed, they're not geir. So then it's like faces. Then, so far, the Shittas Rambam appears to be like Shittas Ateis. But then the Rambam says, Nalochet Zayin, Ufi shegiya shleim inoshim vinosom, vichein shim shem giya vinosom, v'adova yodua shalei chozru, eilu el bishvul dovo, v'lo yal pi besingeru, choshvon akosu v'kiyu ein akum, uvisiron ein din, v'eit sheichiyach seifon al tchiloson, sheneivis kachovim shalahem, sheneivis avizore shalahem, ובונו להם בומץ, ואלו אלו הכוסוף כאילו הוא בונון, שנאמר עוז יבנה שלנו בומץ. So he says, and the reason is why שלנו was criticized, שמשן was criticized, I mean, it's not even mentioned that the Chimshin was criticized. Shlomo was criticized, yeah. So it's because he was Megaya them for an ulterior motive. They were Megaya themselves for an ulterior motive. And then it says, and they didn't turn out to be Shevois Mitzvahs. So in the end, Baspare remained an Iveresav Rizor. So if the Shittas HaRambam had been like Teitzves, so then it would mean that Baspare was not a Geiris. Baspare remained an ordinary Goyer. So how did he answer the Kashe against Shlomo? Al Yalla Al Daitcho. Al Yalla Al Daitcho. Sheshim Shina Mashiach is Yisroel, Shlomo Melach Yisroel. Shenitcho Yidid Al Yishen Nosh 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 Nosh. That's inconceivable. That Shlomo HaMelech should marry Goyer. It's inconceivable. But he didn't marry Goyer. So whom did he marry? A Jewish woman. Alright, so if the Geirus was Geirus, so then it's an answer. But if the Geirus, if the Rambam Shita is like Teitzves, so what kind of an answer is it? But she went through Geirus in the presence of the Bez Nishal Geirus. Alright, no. So he had an Orthodox Bez, the Orthodox Rabbonim converted her. So what's the Yichas with that if the Geirus is no Geirus? So apparently, the Rambam does not agree. The Rambam does not agree with the Shittas HaTeisus. The Rambam Shittas is that even if in the end they don't turn out to be Shemrei Mitzvahs, so still she's a Geirus. So that's the answer. You shouldn't think that Shimshon and Shlomo intermarried. They didn't intermarry. They didn't marry Goyes. They marry Jewish women. So, and he says, the loyal Pibezni, the Hoshwana Kosov, Kila Inakum, Visuronendi, Monefshech. If the Rambam is Chilkantes, and the Geirus is a Geirus, so why is the Posik Mechashi, Kila Inakum, Visuronendi? Why? Why Visuronendi? Why Visuronendi? So apparently she was a Geiris and she was not a Geiris. What's the pshat? So I mentioned several times. So in other words, we see that there are certain things that affect Geiris. And there are certain things that do not affect Geiris, but there are things that a Geir is mechuyev to do. For example, now we paskin that both Mila and Tfila are ma'akim. So mol v'lo toval, toval v'lo mol, is no Geir, but there is a Tana Reb Lezer who says that if a man will be mal himself, Lishem Yadus, and he will not be tamer himself, he's also Geir. Reb Yeshua says that if a man, a goy, a man, will be tamer himself and not go through Mila, he's also Geir then. Because Dum Yedei Mois, just as the Mois became endowed to Dushas Yisroel for Tvila alone, so a man too could become endowed to Dushas Yisroel with Tvila alone without Mila. But it goes without saying that even Reb Lezer, who says that a man can become a Ger with Mila alone without Tvila, but lechatchile yes beef Tvila, and not lechatchile the Rabbonon. It's lechatchile the Reis. Lechatchila with Raise. Why? Where is that the Raise mentioned? Because the same aloche as according to Rabbanon. Bishleisha dvorim nichnus in Yisroel libris. Bimilo tvilo v'atzoz dam. So we learn out. But according to the Rabbanon, we learn out from the nichnus in Yisroel that even the Everitz me'akit. According to Rabbi Lezer, lechatchila he must go through these three things. But the Everitz he can become a Ger with Mila alone, without Mila. But this is something that is obligatory upon a Ger. So in other words, even according to Reb Lezer, so who says that a Ger can become a Ger, a Yisroel with Mila alone, but lechatchile he is mechuyev to have tvil. So what is the status of tvil according to Reb Lezer? There's probably the same status as havoas korban bizman habayis according to everybody. Now, Bisman Abayis, so the aloche was that the Ger had to have besides Mila and Tfilin, Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he had to bring a korban. So suppose now there is no korban, so the Gemara says there is exeras hakosher, because the Torah says l'derisechem. So that means only bizman habayis, when it's possible to bring a korban, so he has to bring a korban. But bizman hazeh, if it's not possible to bring a korban, he doesn't have to bring a korban. But bizman habayis, so he had to bring a korban. Suppose he bizman habayis had mila tefillah kabbalas mitzvahs, didn't bring a korban, so the Gemara says daktes increases. So he's still a ger, but not lemei al bikolin. That's the Loshna Gemara. So Rishon Kubetz says, Daktes in Chisa says, what does it mean, not lemei al bikolin? He cannot marry Bas Yisroel. He cannot marry Bas Yisroel. So in other words, so we see such a chetimtze, that one is considered a ger ligabe everything, except ligabe yuchsin, ligabe marrying Bas Yisroel, ligabe loving bikol. So he's not a ger. Why? Because there are two things. There are certain things that constitute geirus, that affect geirus. So we paskin mila and tefillah, both affect geirus, and without mila and tefillah, so he cannot become a geir, so he remains a goy kibatchilo. And then there are certain things that a geir is obligated to do. What is a geir obligated to do? Bring a korban bizman habayis. And so the halacha is that if a geir did not conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon him as a result of the geirus, so then he is not considered the Yisroeli Gabilov Ibikol. That's the halacha. So Memele, apparently the shitas Rambam is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to Tesis, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the essential ingredient of geirus. And without that he cannot become a ger. According to the Rambam, the essential ingredients in geirus are mila and tefillah. Kabbalas mitzvahs is one of the things that is obligatory upon a ger, like avodas korban bizman habayis. So memele, even if there is no kabbalas mitzvahs, in other words, if he doesn't become a committed Jew, he remains, his behavior pattern remains the same after geirus as before geirus. So kabbalas mitzvahs is lacking. So in other words, he did not conform to the obligations incumbent upon a ger, upon geirus. So memele, it's only miyakev ligabi lo bibikol, but ligabi everything else is a Yisrael. So this is the pshat in the Rambam. Just like a ger bizman habayis who did not bring a korban. So this is what the Rambam says. That's the machlekes between Tesis and the Rambam. According to Tesis, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an essential ingredient of geirus, like mila and tefillah. According to the Rambam, the essential ingredients of geirus consists of mila and tefillah. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something that is obligatory upon a ger. So memele, ligabi lo bibikol, if a ger did not conform to the things that are incumbent upon him, so he's also lo bibikol. So he's also lo bibikol. And this is how we explained Tesis in Pcheres, I mean, and Rashi in Gdushin, I mean, Levi Poslu with Mikre, because he still has the psul kol. He has the psul kol of a lakum. So this is what the Rambam says. Al yalo al dait chosheshim shein hamishia es Yisrael, u shleim menelach Yisrael, shenikro yidid ad Hashem, nosu noshi nochi es begiyusam. That the imam is intermarried. No, al esin adol akachu, because they had geirus, and they became geirik. But the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was a mere lip service. So mainly the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was not the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It didn't result in a changed behavior pattern, because Baspare remained an Ivedis Avedizor till the end of a day of a life. So she still was a Bas Yisrael, according to the Rambam, Baspare. But vis-a-vis, what we call, so she was not considered as a Bas Yisrael. She was also what we call. She was also lo bibikol. So memele, that's why the Rambam says, the Lord,
in the game we are tzedek. So what does he mean in the tzedek? He is not a fool of tzedek. He doesn't mean just when he did it for an ulterior motive and then he became a committed Jew. No, then he is a fool of tzedek. It's only Bezdin was ever a Nisar in admitting it. But he is a fool of tzedek. But until it is this barrier as to whether it changed his behavior or not, so then we cannot consider him as a fool of tzedek. But he's not a goy either. But in other words, he's still also a rabbinical. Now the Rambam says, "Tawach yutayim," and this is also Hemshah. Geyo sholi botko achol, oy shelo yidiu amitzves v'yonsho. In other words, there was no kabbalas mitzvah. Umol v'tovah b'fnegimu edyeites arizigeh. Afilo neida shebishvul domor umizgayer. Hoy umol v'tovah yotzom ichol akum. V'chei shishin lei. Achi nizboya tzitkuse. So if it's nizboya tzitkuse, then he's a fugger. But even if it's not nizboya tzitkuse, he's still yotzom ichol akum. But if it's Nisboya Nitzkuse, then he's Mutalovi Bikols. He's Mutalovi Bikols. So that means that in regard to many Galen today who have Mila Tfila and they even go and they even have the lip service of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but there is no change in their behavior. There is no change. So then, according to Teisves, they are not Galen at all. But, and according to the Rambam, they are Galen. But even according to the Rambam, they are also loved because they are also loved. All right. Yochel lechatchil an amir. Yochel lechatchil an amir. I amir b'shloy medeinik yeres gmuro. So the question is, what Bada Teisves is, why does the Gemara say yoch lechatchil an amir? Gemara could have asked the same kashe anywhere. So Teisves is explaining it. I amir b'shloy medeinik yeres gmuro. So nich dilchat chile lo yichneis mishim disofik yeres vishemon izgayro mishemish vidyeved ein leheitzi ein lehach miyom mishim chshoshezu. So in other words, the machshin assumed like Rav Nechemya. The tenets given by the Tarzan is that we don't pass for like Rav Nechemya. But the machshin assumed that Aloch is like Rav Nechemya. So in other words, so Mimele, Teisa says, Yamre Bishleimo de Inigiyaris Gmuro is nicht Gilchatchila loyichne Mishim disofigiyeres Dishem nizgayro shemish Videve de leitzi de lahachnum shoshesu. So Rosh Nav Teisa says, Yamre Bishleimo de Inigiyaris Gmuro. Teisa should say it. Now we are considering it from the point of view of Rav Nechemya. According to Rav Nechemya, if one is misgaya for ulterior motive, so it's no geirus. So why do states use the lotion Yamud Bishleimud in Giyeres Gmuro? In Giyeres, she's an Ochis. So it appears from Teisves that even according to Rav Nechemya, is not completely a god, but he is not a Gergom. He is not a Gergom. So in other words, again, so we have to say that now, what's the term of Rav Nechemya? Why shouldn't he be a Ger? Now, Rav Nechemya has reference to a case. Rav Nechemya has reference to a case where he becomes a committed Jew. He does observe the mitzvahs, but the motivation is not l'shem shamayim. He did it because he wanted to marry a certain woman. But because of his desire to marry a Jewish woman, so he became a shema mitzvah. So why shouldn't be considered as a gergomo? Why shouldn't he be considered as a gergomo? So the answer is because that's also one of the things that is obligatory upon someone who is coming to the Mizgaya. We come to Mizgaya. In other words, that if somebody wants to become a Jew, so he has to embrace Yadus Rishim Shamayim. That's one of the obligations incumbent upon a Ger. That if he wants to become Israel, he has to embrace Yadus Lishim Shemai, not for ulterior motives. And that's the aloha, you see, because we are not allowed, it's a Nisad Raise, to admit someone as a Jew if he doesn't do it Lishim Shemai. But Heireki Misametesi, so then he did not, she stopped arguing with him. But if, so in other words, so this is also one of the obligations that is incumbent upon Igea Bishas Geos, that he should embrace Yadus Lashem Shemayim, not volunteer motive. But the Kabbalah Mitzvah is Kabbalah Mitzvah too, according to Teisa Shite, Kabbalah Mitzvah is Maki. But here we are dealing with Igea, who because of an ulterior motive was really become a mitzvah. So Mimele, he is a Igea, but he did not conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon Igea. So Mimele, he is still a Igea, like Igea with Marabayis, who didn't bring a Kob, but he's also a lovely Kob. He also has a call. Oh, but this does not explain. So why does he say, Yam Mishlim Edimit Yeres Gmuronich, Lchatchil Yichneis, Mishim Disofi, Yeres, Vishem Nizgairo, Lishemish, Videvet, Ein Lehetzi, Dei Lehach Mio Mishim Choshezu. Now, what does this mean? But we are talking here because Dei Lehach Mio Mishim Choshezu, in other words, it's not a Vadai. It's not a Vadai. But it is a Vadai. We are talking of someone who is Nizgairo, Lishemish, we are talking of such a case. So why does Teisa say, it's not a question of Echshosh? So we have to go over the next Teisa. The Teisa of Leib Midovid Leib Shlein Shleimei. So Teisa says, Sikashe, Vahidi Pirgvei the Shabbos. Ahud also Likami the Hillel. The Omar Gehereini Alminas Lassis King Godel. So Botu Achoyo Hillel, the Seifei Lassis Vishim Shamai. וכן ההיא דהתחילה זה אסיל כמיד רבי דרפחיה גאירני על מה שאני עושה לא יסתאו and הוא מגאיר her even though she was a פחוצה דבר האוצת and then she became a בלשתו so the question is but we are not allowed to be מקבל if somebody becomes a gear for an ulterior motive so Thesis gives the terms that if the Bezdin is sure that in the end they will be מקבל את לשם שמיים Mikabel et Lishim Shamayim, so then we are allowed to be Mikabel Igea, even though at that moment she is not doing et Lishim Shamayim. Now what's the pshat in this? Monefshach, if there is an Isa, to be Mikabel Igea, who is Misgayer himself or herself for an ulterior motive, so at this moment there is an ulterior motive, but Bezdin is convinced that 5 years later, so he'll do it, he'll be Mikabel Lishim Shamayim. But the Geulus is not taking place 5 years later, the Geulus is taking place right now. So why was Hillel Mikabel the Geir? The Geir said he wants to be a Geir, but he wants to be a King God. So Hillel was Mikabel. And then in the end, he realized that he doesn't have to be a King God. It's all right if he will not be a King God. So the question is, how was Hillel Mikabel that Geir? Because Hillel was convinced that in the end he'll be Mikabel the Geirus, he'll be happy that he became a Geir even without being a King God. But the question is why? But if there is an Isa, so we have to explain it in the same way, that the reason as to why it's Osea to be Mikabel a person who is Misgayer himself, Shaloi Lishim Shamayim, is Gayer himself, So Lishim Shamayim is because he is mechuyev to embrace Yadus. Lishim Shamayim. So to embrace Yadus Lishim Shamayim. So Mimele, we are not allowed to mimicable him because after all, he doesn't conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon Igeh. So Mimele, we are not allowed to be Mikabelim. But if Bezd knows that in the end he'll realize that he should have been Misgayer even without that ulterior motive, so then there is no Isa to be Mikabelim. So Mimele, here Teisa says, Dein Lahachna Mishmachshashezu. Now the question arose,
The question arose, but we are dealing with the case where Bez knows that he is Mizgaya Lishemisha. He spelled it out. He said, everybody knows. So why does he say Mishim Choshezu? The answer is, true, right now. So he feels that the only reason as to why he should become Jewish is because he'll be able to marry this woman. But it's possible that after being a Jew for several years, he'll realize that even without marrying this woman, it was worthwhile to be Mizgaya. So Mimele, it shouldn't be Osir, and suppose Bez knew that several years later, he'll realize that it was worthwhile for him to be Mizgaya even without being married to this woman, so then it wouldn't be Osir. But it is it's a sophic. Bez doesn't know. In the case of Hillel or Rebchia, in the case of Rebchia, so they knew. But here, how do they know? It's possible. Maybe even in the end, he'll feel that the only reason as to why it was worthwhile for him to be Mizgaya is in order to be married to this one. So then, it's Osir. But there is a possibility, but there is a choshe, maybe he will not be Mikabalishim Shamay, even then. So Mimele, since it's only a Sophic, so Mimele Bezdin is not Metzi. Because Bezdin itself doesn't know. Yes, what is it?
You could just explain, like, one of the Shonos and the Rosh, that the ones who asked the thought that the Gemara's Kasha was from the Sefer of the Lo Yotzi, because it has to be the Vadai that it's L'Shem Shemayim. Really, it's not a Sophic HaShofi. It's not a Sophic, it's only a Shash. But still, it has to be Motzi unless it's Vadai. So on that front, Tosus also learned it wasn't a Sophic HaShofi, but Tosus didn't hold it that story.
We see from Teisnes that even when there is a chash, we're not allowed
L'chatchil. Yeah, L'chatchil,
that's what they... But it's not Yetzi. It's not Meitzi. It's not Meitzi.
Because of the Lashon that
it's not Meitzi. It's not Meitzi. Not Meitzi.
Isn't it only because of the Shoshim and Rabbon and L'chatchil, but as those Rishonim say, the ones who hold Yotzi is because Achi is Bora L'Bezdin. So on that process, we're felt like the other sheet in the Rashon.
Yeah, but see, Tesis is discussing it Alibid Rab Nechemye.
Right.
Because Alibid Rab Nechemye, so even the Evedit, she's not Gieres Gmuro. She is Gieres, but she's not Gieres Gmuro. So Monevshech, if she's not Gieres Gmuro, so Mimele should be made to her too, because she's also what we call. You also have 1 second. What's a lot of the call? So the answer is, since it's possible that in the end there'll be Mikabalishim Shamayim, and he says, and it might be, and let's say, and she says now that she is Mikabalishim Shamayim, but we don't know whether she's telling the truth or not. So Mimele Bezdin cannot be made. It's Loigora, even according to Nechemye, because it's Loigora, we have to apply the thesis to a case where she says, after we married her, so she says that now she's Mikabalishim Shamayim, but still not Bohr, maybe she's deceiving us. The answer is, since it's possible that she's already Mikabalishim Shamayim now, and even if right now not, but later on, so, and it's possible that even now she's Mikabalishim Shamayim, but Bezdin doesn't know her, so Mimele Bezdin cannot be Meitzi. Like the halacha of Nisis Lechot Miyudel, so by Trey Utrey, so the Gemara says in Ksuves that Bezdin cannot be Meitzi. Because when a person says, if Nisis Lechot Miyudel, and she marries Borali, so in other words, that she is not an Ishishish, even though Bezdin has a Sofik, so Bezdin cannot be Meitzi. So here too, because Tesis apparently says, so even if she says that she was Mikabalas L'Shem Shemayim now before she gets married, so Bezdin doesn't let her get married. But with the Eved, because, in other words, so we could say that when the Mishnah says, it is reference to the case where she says that she is already Mikabalas L'Shem Shemayim. But we don't know, so maybe we don't let her marry her, but the Eved, we cannot be made see, because it's Ligora, the Nisis Lechot Meidel. So if she is in Meres Borali, and Besdin doesn't know, it's possible that she is telling the truth, so Mimele, we cannot be Meitzi. So here too, we cannot be Meitzi. But according to Tesis, and Tesis says, So according to the Havamin of Gemore, that she's not Yeres Gmuro, so why aren't we Meitzi? Because the Mishnah is reference to a case where he was Kenesera, and then she says, now even though originally I was Mizgayer because of an ulterior motive, but now I am Mikabel Kishim Shemayim. So, but Bezdin doesn't know whether she's telling the truth or not. So Tesis says, no, since it's possible that she is telling the truth, so Mimele, Eil Hachmer Mishmach Shoshes. All right. Mishim de Ravashe, Hosam Mimcho Akshuspe. Eimeri, di benitara la pnuyo Eil Hachmer Lichnis, Mishim Lozis Vosayim, de Adarabe, Mitzo Lekenso, di Banuso Psiv, Viloi Sialish. So, in other words, so from Tesis it's Mashma. Now, from Rashi we omit Ayik, that in regard to Hanita La Shifra, V'nishtachro, L'alichom Nizgayro, Harizel Yiknes, Mishim Vash, L'yemro, Emeso Yakilo Rishen, Hakilo Rishen, that when we say Harizel Yiknes, if he knows in his heart that he's a bilbo, he's a shek. So Mimela is not allowed to marry her. But if he knows in his heart that it's Emes, that he committed the Tavere with the Shifra or the Nochis, so then it shouldn't be Osa. From Rashi it's Mashma. Now, there are Rishenim who say explicitly the reverse, that even if he himself says it's true, I committed the Tavere, so then it's still a Yichnes. It's still a Yichnes. Why? So why is it a Yichnes? So the Rishenim explain it. Because there will be a laws against Bez. You see, it's not the laws against him, but it's the laws against Bez. Because since Bez is also to be Mikabel Iger, who is Mizgaya, Shalom Shem Shemayim for an ulterior motive. Now, so in the case where he says that it's true, that laws is true, so maybe then there might be. If he'll be allowed to marry her, then there will be a laws against Bez. In other words, that there was collusion on the part of Bez. So because of that, even if it's Emes, so he's not allowed to be Kenes. But from Rashi it's Mashma that when is it Osea to be Kenes? Only when it's Cheka. But when it's Emes, not. And we're not Cheshish for the laws against Bez. That people say there was collusion on the part of Bezdin. Now, when Tesis says here, Emeri di benita na la pnuyo in la hachmir melichneis, mishim lozis vosayim, di adara be mitzvah likenso, di banuso ksi velo isi alisho. So, when Tesis says, di adara be mitzvah likenso, when is it mitzvah likenso? If it's Emes, but if it's Sheke, I start trying to say mitzvah likenso just because malicious people fabricated a malicious story about him. So in other words, so Tesis is saying that Benitan la Pnuyo. Benitan la Pnuyo, so he says, Eil Hachmir Melichneis, Mishum Lozis Vosayim, the Adara be Mitzvah Lekens. Now let's see the Rosh. Shifra und Stahl, wir können sich alles noch nicht wissen. Wie im Kind ist er mit 10 Jahren. Aber wie jeder es mir habe, wie Afro gab es Geirulische Mische Isch, die kann man nach Tisch mit Geirulische Mischo, nach Tisch mit Geirulische Misch, wie kann ich mit Geirulische Mischuch im Loch, mich habe ich schon nicht kommen gehört. Und ich hatte viele mir alle ich nicht. Mich im Ravasse, dem Ravasse ist mir auch schon später, das ist ein Mal nicht. Bin nicht nur ab nur, je ich dir es gut ist. So ist das, was ich da war. Je ich immer, du lo ich nicht. Mishum Moses was sagen.
V'yein she'emrim di mitzvah lichneis, ki di ashkechom ve'enis, u'mifatet, v'lo yisi al ish, v'ani eimei adinei d'chiyavti teiro li kemso, acha shenil gimo, hane mile bivada, avu keil bi'al me in leharzik ha'koyu, v'liv gim shnei. So in other words, so the Rosh says that it all depends. If he knows in his heart that it's emes, so then on the contrary, so it's a mitzvah to marry her. But if he knows that it's a sheker, but there is such a call, so then he's not allowed. Why isn't he allowed? In order not to confirm the call. So apparently, I mean the Yeshemrim that say that mitzvah liknes ki de ashkechom beinus umefate v'loisi alisha. So they hold that even if it's not MS, so there is no isa neither. Of course, you cannot say mitzvah liknes if it's sheker, so there is no mitzvah. But there is no Isa. No Isa, because the Rosh says, Vani eimer, dinei dechiyafet hiroi kinsa achashnit gimo, hani mir bevadai, avokeu be'al me'il ha'arzik ha'kol. Now he knows whether it's a mes or sheker. So he means, avokeu be'al me'il where there is a call and he knows it's a sheker, so then it's osa for him to marry her. So that's yishite, Vani eimer. So it's mashma that the Arishenim will say that even where he knows that it's a sheker, so it's still mutter for him to be kinesa. But the question is, then there is no mitzvah. Mitzvah is if he was mifatah. But if he wasn't mifatah, there is certainly no mitzvah. So apparently these rishonim hold that inasmuch as the whole time is based upon laws, so they disagree with Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yisenu mishum las shelo yeimu emes o yaki lo rishon." So these Rishonim will say that by nitin la pnuyo, if it is sheker, so he cannot marry her. So, Rishonim will say that by nitin la pnuyo, he knows he is sheker, he is allowed to marry her. So they will explain the reason as to why Yanitla Shitro, so it's not because of the laws that they'll confirm the laws against him, but there will be a laws against Bez. Mashain came in the case of Nitla Apnuyo, even though he knows it's a sheker, so there is no laws against Bez. So what kind of a laws will be there? The laws will be against him and against her. So they are the valid volume, and if they don't care for the laws against him and against her, he couldn't marry her. Shalom midaito. So in other words, Gdushin has to be midashneim. So in other words, the only way that he should marry her, if it is midashneim, so then these Rishonim hold, why should we worry about the laws for them? They are not worried. So we don't have to worry about them either. True, there is an Issa of Marasayim. But as I said before, Marasayim is only Shayach when Lechatchile, a person, acts in such a way that he thereby exposes himself to Chshat. But if he already acted that way, and he already exposed himself to Chshat, so then there is no Issa of Marasayim in doing something that might confirm in the minds of the people. I mean, that Chshat, that already took place. So that is the machlekes between Tesis and the other Rishonim, you see. That is the machlekes between Tesis and the other Rishonim. So, the Rosh and the other Rishonim. According to the Rosh, so if he knows, now he knows in his heart whether it's Emes or Sheker. So if he knows that it's Emes, then there is no Issa to marry on the contrary, it's a mitzvah. But if he knows it's a Sheker, so then he's not allowed to marry her. Not allowed to marry her. Why? Because in Laharzik Hakol v'liv gim shneim. But he says to Bezdin, "What do you care? We want to get married." So the answer is they don't know how to take care of their own reputation. But al pidin, He is not allowed to get them, that they should get married if it is a shekel, because it will confirm the laws against them. That's the shite of the Rosh. But the other Rishonim who say that Benitnu Atnuyo, so under all circumstances, so he can marry her, so the same Imanefshech. Even now, Bezdin doesn't know whether it's true or shekel. How does Bezdin know? He tells them, but maybe he's not telling the truth. So Imanefshech, whatever is the truth. If Kilapishmai is Galye, that it is Emes, that he was Mizane with her, so Mimele, it's a mitzvah to marry her. And if Kilapishmai is Galye, that is a sheker, he wasn't Mizane with her. So then, as long as they are willing to get married to each other, so they don't care about their ill reputation. So Mimele, we don't have to worry about that either. And the shita of the Roshi is no. We do have to worry about their reputation, even though they themselves don't worry about their reputation. So that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the other Rishon. Now, Noch, there are 2 days. Simen Kufayin Zion, Sifay. Hanita no Apnuyo. Ye shamrim shalom likneis mishumlozis osayim. Shemire shemarziki makol. Ve shamrim shemitzvoliknis. Now, mitzvoliknis is only shayach if it's emes. But if it's shekia, it's certainly not mitzvoliknis. So why does it say ve shamrim shemitzvoliknis? Because Bezdin doesn't know whether it's emes or shekia. How does Bezdin know? So, mimele. So they say it's Mimonefshech. If he was Mizane, if it's Emes, so Mitzvoliknes. And if it's not, and if he wasn't Mizane, so they don't care about that the laws against them. So why should we care? So then he says the Ramo, the Asvoro Rishenu Ike. So the Ramo paskens that Yeshemim Shalomiknes Mishmozis Vosayim Shemira Shemarzikakir. That means, if it is Sheker, but if it is MS, of course, I mean, then everybody will agree that it's Mitzvah. Vasvor Rishenu Ikya, Uvimokim Sheishlochus, Shalitetzel Itabus Ro, Mutalekensor, even according to the first Lush. Behold Zebikil Bialm, Avolim Badai Boleo, Mitzvah Lekensor, Avolim Kefinokach, in Kefinokach. So the cross says, "Behold, they became baalme, avol im vaday bo leo mitzvah lekenso." So it says, "Uchmei shekosu." Does anyone have a chumash? Mishpatim, Shmeis. Avo in Bade Bole o Mitzvah Kenso. Uch Meshikosu. Moya Yimoreno Loyle Isha. So now it's from the Groit appears that it's a Mitzvah de Reise. If he was Mizane with her, Midaito, I mean not Anuso. So it's a Mitzvah. Now Teitzvah says here, the mitno atnu yo ila hachnu lichnis mish lozer to sign da da rabbe mitno le kenso di banu so ksiv lo isi ali isho but here we're not talking of banu so here we're talking of mitzeino not banu so so why the stasis mention the banu so ksiv lo isi ali isho so what chayches does it have to a mifuto I mean that's a chiyuv gabi banu so not gabi mifuto so the Gro says no even by mifuto there is a mitzvah because the Torah says וחייפתי איש פסולו אשר לא ירוסו, ושוחד אימו, מויה ימרנו לא לאישו. מויה ימרנו לאישו. סורה שסעז, מויה ימרנו, יפסיק לו מיה כמשפט איש ואישתי, שכסף לקסובו וישואנו. וישואנו. So in other words, according to Rashi's pshat here on Chumash, so it means that even by Mifate, he is mechuyev to marry her. But the Torah says, imoyim, but in kefinol. Monashach, if it's a mitzvah deraisa, so why in kefinol? By Miami, so the halacha is that kefin. Even if she's a chikra, say sume, aminu yuchol shalcho boyomo. And it's keifin. Here it's a mitzvah, and but ain't keifin. And it's not mashma that it's a mitzvah kiyumi. It's not a mitzvah kiyumi because the Gro mentions. So he could say that shat in Tesis. Tesis says the other have a mitzvah kiyumi. So how do we know? The banuso psivolo is yelisha. So by anuso it's a mitzvah kiyumi. So maybe by mifutes it's not a mitzvah kiyumi. So it's a mitzvah kiyumi. But the Gro says something else. He mentions the posik. He mentions the pasuk Moyer Imorenu Leisho, and according to Rashi Pshat, it means that he should be paisik Meyak Kimishpat Ish Leishtei Shekesef Leksuva Miyseno. So it's a mitzvah chiyuvis too. So Moshe Shach, if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so why isn't Bezin Kefin? The answer is because right after this pasuk, the Torah says Imoyin Imoyin Ovi Olisitaloi Kesef Ishkel Kimei Absolis Kimei Absolis. So Mele. This is a mitzvah and an alternative. That's the pshat nikol. In other words, by anuso, so he's mechuyev to marry her, no matter what. Mashein came by mufutes, so it's one of the two things by mufutes. Either he marries her, or if he doesn't marry her, so it's his right not to marry her. But then he has to give her kesef kimei absolus. But if he marries her, then he doesn't have to give a kiss. So that's the difference. In other words, so if he doesn't want to marry her, he's not mechuyev to marry her. But it is a mitzvah chiyuvi, it's an alternative. Like the mitzvah of chlitz and yiv. So the rivosh and the tashbat say, I mean, it's a chiyuv and alternative. Either yom yav or yachirit. So here too, by anuso, so there is a chiyuv to marry her. But by mifutes, so the chiyuv is the mitzvah is an alternative. Either he marries her, moya yimarenu loy leisho, and if he doesn't want, so not only if the father doesn't want, if he doesn't want, he's not. So he's not mechuyev either. So kesef yishkel kimei absolus. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv an alternative by mifutes. So memele, that's the way the Gro explains the pasuk. Now the thesis. Loibi me dobi loibi me shleimi. Me iti agiti u baspare di me shleimi li koshi. Di midu u taimu li shimshu ulcha melochim vahamu loi tzrich. Now, so the mishpot mentions that the Gemara itself in Perik all pointed out. But in the name, I mean, thesis doesn't say that this is thesis on kashi. Thesis is explaining it. What the Gemara points out in Perik all. So, not because so there it's not shayach to say how was Bezdin able to be mikabel, Baspare, but the Mishraim are not allowed to be mikabel. The answer is Baspare certainly could not have pursued the career because she was a princess. So Mimele, there couldn't be the chshad of Shulchan Melach. Because in middle time, Shulchan Melach in Van Litzich. And Ite Agiti also, he was an important man before he was misguided. Abu Koshet, Amrinum Beoru, Gabi Maisel, Givenin, Gib Meidovik, Niteisu, Gerim al Yisroel, Kuf Nunel. When the Bnei Shaul were punished, so then many Gerim were Nesef al Yisroel. So how was Bezdin allowed to be Mikabu Gerim? V'yeshleima, di me'atzmo mizgayru. Kide Ashkechon, Gabi Mordechai Vester. V'rabi ma'ami oretz v'siyadi. Now what does stasis mean? Me atzmon is gairu. What does stasis mean? Shaloi b'fnei bezin? So then the geos is not the geos. If it's shaloi b'fnei bezin. So what does stasis mean? Me atzmon is gairu. Kide ashkon gabi mordcha v'esta v'rabi ma'ami oretz v'siyadi.
The Bezin was not Shoebim the Bezin. So it's not a Geirus. So what Tesis means, Miatzman is Gaira means, they wore table themselves and they wore Migaya themselves, Bifnei Bezin, without Bezin Sepur. So Mimele, so it's a Raya from this Tesis. Now that's a Shaila. Suppose someone, a Ger, will come Bifnei Bezin. Let's say there is a mikveh. And Bezin will be sitting in the mikveh, near the mikveh. And then a goy will go down to the mikveh and will tell them, I am tamelish and geirus in your presence, and I don't care whether you give your approval or you don't give your approval. Is the geirus effective or is the geirus not effective? Now the question is, now geirus requires Bezin. So is it haloche that it's only that it has to be done with neighbors. Bezin has to observe it. But the geirus is not in Maise Bezin, that Bezin has to give its approval. It has to be done with neighbors. With neighbors. Or it's a aloche of Maise Bezin, and Bezin has to do it. So, in other words, so what does it mean? When is it Maise Bezin? If Bezin wants to be mitabel the geir, and Bezin sees how he's misgaya, how he's teve, or how he's mal himself, and he's mikabu mitzvahs, bifneyem, so then the geos, the geos. But if Bezin doesn't want to be mikabu him, but he shaloi midaitom, and against the will, he says, I don't care whether you give your approval or not. I am immersing myself in the mikveh, and I mal yourself in your presence. And lishem geos. So then the geirus is not effective. So we see the teisa shite is that this is what teisa means me'atzman is gairu. Teisa means me'atzman is gairu b'fnei bezin, but without their approval. The bezin told them, no, you cannot be migaya. But they didn't pay attention to them. So teisa shite is that the haloche of b'fnei, the haloche of bezin by geirus is not an union of ma'ase bezin. It has to be done in the presence of Bezin. So even if Bezin doesn't give its approval, so the geirus is still effective. Alright, the Yeish Rorim. Now, there seems to be one Shittes Rishayim in Kineged. I think that we need it further. Hey, mentions here a certain shita. Now, in discussing whether Miller requires Gimel or not, the Eved or not, so Umikoma Kein Gaini Skoradzal Pioshu Shall we have Trimetor Shlesha Vihol Shenasu Kolin Yoni Gerusei Beloy Gimel in Gerkla Elokol Shekibol of Bifne Gimel El Mitzes אחר שיודיעו עניוניהם, וכן שקיבלו לו בפניהם בזוכר לומר, ומתווה, ובנקבו מתווה, והולך ומור וטוב על בין ובין עצמי, so גירו לכל דבר, אלו שלכתחיל עם הסיניסי. So he says that if, let's say, he He was mal and tivul shalig b'fnei gamre. So he's not a yer. But suppose he said b'fnei besdin that he's going to be mal shingerus. He's going to be tivul shingerus. And then he was mal himself. Ben le natzmei. He was tivul himself. Ben le natzmei. So he gerul hold up. So the question is, I mean, of what avail is the fact that he made the statement before Bezdin, I am going to be mal myself with Shingeos. I'm going to be table myself with Shingeos. But Bezdin didn't see it. Bezdin didn't see it. He just told them. He just told them that he is going to be mal himself with Shingeos. He's going to be table with Shingeos. So if he doesn't tell Bezdin anything and he's mal himself, Shalom b'fnei Bezdin, then it's no geos. But if he tells Bezdin in advance, I'm going to be mal myself, be yechides. Shalom b'fnei Bezdin, shem geos, I'm going to be tevel be yechides. Shalom b'fnei Bezdin, then the geos is a geos. So apparently, that chite, I mean, I mentioned the name of the Guinness Torah, they hold that the halacha of Bezdin is not just an inyan of in the presence of Bezdin, a stase chite. According to our tesis, it's only aloche that Geirus has to take place in the presence of Bezdin. Bezdin have to be the observers of the Geirus. It's not Maise Bezdin, it's not that Bezdin carries out the Geirus. That's the sheet of tesis. But the daily Svara, they hold that it's Maise Bezdin. It's Maise Bezdin, like it in Torah. So it requires Bezdin. So it's Maise Bezdin. Bezdin has to do it. So the Geirus has to be carried out by Bezdin. So Memele, if the Geir told Bezdin, I want to be Mal and to be Tevel Shengeirus, and Bezdin gave their approval, so Memele then he's Mal himself, Bein Levinatzmei, and he's Tevel himself, Bein Levinatzmei, so it's considered that the Geirus was handled by Bezdin, even though Bezdin didn't witness it. Bezdin didn't observe it. Otherwise, he can't explain the Shite. Of what significance is the fact that he said to Bezdin, I am going to be Tevil, I to be Mal and to be Tevil, Bein Levinatzmei Shengeirus. Of what significance is it? So in other words, our Shite, Tesis here is, Miatzmon is Gairo, even though Bezdin didn't give its approval and Bezdin told him no, but as long as it was witnessed by Bezdin, so the Geirus is Geirus. In other words, it's not the halacha of Maise Bezdin that Bezdin has to handle the Geirus. It has to be done b'fnei Bezdin. So even without the das of Bezdin. But the shita of the Guinness Forad is that it's not the halacha of b'fnei Bezdin. It's the halacha Bezdin has to carry out the Geirus. So how does Bezdin carry out the Geirus? The observation by Bezdin has no significance. The fact that Bezdin gave its approval to the Geirus, then it means that it's Maise Bezdin, it was handled by Bezdin. Alright. Now, the Shekosuven, Lekibu Geirum, Lid Midori, Lid Mishleimed, El Shanashi Geirum Gurim. I hear the Pilz Bezdin Shabbos, how would also come the Hilo, Roma Geirin, now Nas Lassus King Godel. So, Betu Acho Yer Hilo, the Seifi Lassus Lishin Shamayim, the Chinahide Atchil is Asli Kamei, the Rapriya Geirin, now Nas Lassus Lassus Talmud. Now, there is one thing that I still have to explain. Now, I mentioned in explaining of Nehemiah, so we see from Tesis that even according to Nehemiah, that where one is Misgaya for an ulterior motive, so the Geirus is not Geirus, so it doesn't mean the Geirus is not Geirus. It's not Geirus more. So why? Because the Geir, Rishim Shemayim, is one of the things that is obligatory upon a Geir. So Mimele, Rabbi Nehemiah says, so if he's not this guy with Shemayim, so he did not conform to all the things that are obligatory upon the Geir. So Mimele, Ligabi Lovi Bikol, Ligabi Lovi Bikol, so he's also